for 13 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Protecting you, informing you, and educating you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
And here in the 9 o'clock hour, it's our On the House topic. Something on your home, castle, or cabin. We'll spend the entire hour trying to help educate you about one specific element over the course of the year. We break down and dissect topics quite heavily. If you have our home maintenance calendar, it's a free publication that we mail out every year. You see February is color month. We're talking painting, interior, exterior. Last week, we spent a lot of time talking color selection. This Saturday, we're talking paint prep, the surface prep, before you ever get your dip your brush into your first stroke of paint, everything that goes into it. The majority of the paint job should actually be in the prep. If it takes you longer to paint than it did to prep, you probably didn't prep well, or you've got a very clean new surface that didn't require a lot of prep to begin with, in which case you're probably a home builder, and very few of us are in that situation. We're repainting an existing home, whether it's something that just needed an update, or we're trying to get in good condition for company to come, or if the house is going on the market. It's one of those funny things where paint can give such a great, clean, new look to a home that we do it just before we sell it. And one of the first things that people will do, according to statistics and people who track this, is paint the interior to the color of our choice. So it gets two paint jobs really quick. And we've got Rosie and Jennifer on the line joining us from Austin, Texas. And if you'd like to jump on the line, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, and you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. And there's just a slight second delay, so go ahead, Rosie.
And I hope they do call. Give us a ring. I've got special tactics and strategies for the Arizona homeowners this weekend. How to make Super Bowl weekend the most romantic weekend of the year. I think the NFL should have the Super Bowl every year on Valentine's Day weekend. I think so. We're going to be talking painting. We're going to be talking about Valentine's honey-do list, and we're going to be talking about the Super Bowl. And we are broadcasting live from a motel room overlooking the skyline of Austin, Texas, because Rosie has a couple rules in life about flying on airplanes, and I don't fly on airplanes with broken parts.
So we
were boarding in Orlando after spending all week at the International Builders Show, and man, Jennifer and I are coming home with our brains about ready to explode. There's so many things to talk about that we'll cover in the coming weeks on what we discovered there. But as we were boarding, they asked us to turn around, go back into the terminal waiting room. There was a broken part on the airplane. I said, okay, I will lead the charge back to the lobby. I love to fly, but not on airplanes with broken parts. So we missed our connection and ended up checking into a hotel in Austin and having hot pockets for dinner at 12:30 last night. It was just wonderful. You know, it was one of those travel days you'll remember for life. Every time a plane's on time and you get where you're going and everything's as scheduled, that's what happens 95% of the time. You never remember those days. Jennifer and I are going to remember yesterday's travel day for a long time.
It should make making Super Bowl Sunday romantic easy after that.
Yeah, that's right.
It could have been worse. There would have been a supply shortage on that airplane part.
well, there's been that for a while. you can't even order your refreshments. You got to point to a postcard now what you want. But anyway, we're here for the Arizona homeowners this morning. We're talking paint this hour. We're talking about Valentine honey-do list in the next hour. And we'll be sprinkling throughout the show today special strategies I've developed just this week in my week off on how to make Super Bowl weekend the most romantic weekend of the year. Let's talk painting. Romy, you were talking about priming quite a bit and the importance of it prior to painting. You know, the other thing that you know as well is so important is go ahead and invest in a good paint and invest in, you're going to invest the time in proper prep. Invest the time in good products and good tools. That alone, those three things, making the time, investing for the tools, and investing in the product, those three things alone can absolutely make huge differences on what the final project really looks like. It can really shout at you as to who did this job.
And in the prep work, you know, it depends on what surface we're preparing to paint and how we clean it, prepare it. We go through a couple things in our article this week talking about, you know, if we're dealing with wood rot on the exterior, you see that a lot in the fascia, efflorescence on masonry, mildew. If you've got north-facing microclimate on some T111, you can often see that there. And I don't know where you still stand. I haven't heard you mention it, but I was talking to Don yesterday, who does a lot of painting in his past. And there was a two power wash, not to power wash debate going on. And that can be a very easy way to clean the exterior of a surface wall, but he's not a fan of that because everything a paint is designed to do is keep moisture out. So by power washing it, you're just introducing moisture to the surface that you're trying to keep moisture from being introduced into. And he's more of a fan of air cleaning it or getting a wire brush and scrubbing it before the actual masking and protecting stage of your paint job.
You know, Don and I go way back, and we hardly disagree on anything, but I'll say it to his face. He's wrong on this one. But air cleaning is powerful. But I'll tell you what, I've used power washing on wood for many, many decades. The critical thing is people get impatient, and then they start applying paint to it before it thoroughly dries, or they're holding the nozzle way too close to the wood. So all things considered, Don is probably right, like he always is. I will defer that to him. For the truly, absolutely, perfectly, professionally done job, but for a homeowner that wants to get in, get her done, a little 1,000 PSI pressure washer held about 16 inches away from the surface just to beat off the flaking paint. I'll stand by that for a long, long time, but in all deference to Mr. Don Breese, who is, like I said, he and I go back almost, can you believe it's over 30 years? Holy cow. So,
and that's
there has been that ongoing discussion. And a little funny backstory of that is I know Don loves to shop at Cabela's on the west side of town. And I know a door greeter there. And he knew Don. And so I told him, hey, next time Don walks in, tell him you pressure wash all your wood siding. Oh, man. All the little backstories. A lot of backstories on painting. I'll tell you one of the things that you need to remember is boogers are your enemy when it comes to drywall, mud, taping and texturing, and or paint. Never conduct your tools or handle your tools in a way that little dry ball-bearing boogers of paint start accumulating on the edge of the can or at the base of your brushes or at the edges of your rollers. If that's happening, you're not maintaining a consistent enough pace with your work, and you're allowing things to dry too quick before it's getting on the wall. Be very fastidious about not allowing paint boogers to start building up on your paint cans or on your brushes or on your rollers. And always have a little white rag in your back pocket that you can use wiping up the little drips and spots and dabbles that are ending up in places you don't want them. Keep most paints today are water-based. Just when it starts getting ball-bearinged up, boogered up, just go rinse it off. Dry it real well. Get it back to damp. As a matter of fact, a lot of good painters will tell you, before you start the paint job, water dip your paintbrush, water dip your roller, drain the excess water off. And now with the bristles and the rollers already pre-dampened, it will greatly enhance the paint job. There's a tip and a trick and a secret you can't get anywhere else but right here at Rosie on the House.
And we're talking paint prep today. That was a little bit on paint application, which is our topic next week, and we're going to dive a lot more into that as well. And we've got a break coming up here real quick, but when we get back, we'll address the masonry side of things and with the efflorescence and how to eliminate that problem before you apply, because that can ruin an expensive paint job if you don't take care of that properly, because if you don't eliminate the problem, it shows up right away, and there's nothing more aggravating than having a problem right after you're done painting.